The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin. So happy to be joining you.
All right, and our listeners probably might be able to tell that you're broadcasting from a remote location. We'll disclose that in a moment. Also with us today, a return guest. A couple weeks ago, he was on the show, and he mentioned that he takes 150 vitamin supplements a day. Well, he's here to correct the record on that. He said, in preparation for this show, we have a whole list of everything he takes, which we'll get on the website so you can see for yourself in his own handwriting. So one day that'll be a collector's item. And we're going to have a picture of how he lines everything up in preparation to take everything. So anyway, a couple of weeks ago, he said he takes 150 vitamin supplements a day. He's correcting that. It's really 200 vitamin supplements a day.
Oh, my goodness.
And of course, I'm speaking of Al Foreman, the founder and former owner of Toonies. Now, Al, I have a question for you. Now, were you doing on the sales end of vitamins anything before Toonies regarding vitamins?
I had been indoctrinated by my dad, and his protocol was a multi vitamin E, fish oils, and magnesium. These were things that he took, and I'm going back when I was a kid, I guess, that long ago, except the fish oil was cod liver oil. Okay. And I guess he put in my mind what some of the things that I should be taking as well.
Now, back then,
it was a limited supply.
I was going to say, you didn't have all the choices you have today either.
Right.
And you didn't have all the health food stores. Of course, you didn't have any shopping online. So it was much easier to decide what to take, too.
That is true.
But my question was, were you selling it in any of your other stores? Were you selling vitamins before you opened up Toonies?
Well, I worked for a major company up north. Mm-hmm. And I had under my domain the pharmacy departments and the vitamins. So I was able to gather experience using all the information I had available at that time. I'm going back to the 60s. Mm-hmm. And over the years, of course, as you pointed out, the amount of vitamin and supplements has increased dramatically.
Well, that was actually my next question is, what's the difference in the field of nutraceuticals today compared to what it was 55 years ago, right?
Well, it's a very, very important topic. And I think that over the years, the reason the industry has grown so dramatically is because people are now exposed to the benefits of using vitamin supplements. And I think if people do not use vitamin supplements, they're cheating themselves out of maintaining good health and helping themselves help themselves in health challenges they may have experienced or know or want to eliminate from their bodies.
Now, I want to use the analogy of chelation therapy in this context. I don't convince people to go for chelation. They have come across it on their own. They've read about it. And they find out that we provide that service at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. And they stick with it. And if it didn't work, they wouldn't stick with it. And I think the same is true about vitamins. If people took vitamins and they didn't see any benefit from it, they would probably stop. And yet the vitamin sales keep going up year after year.
Well, let me interject something first on chelation therapy. Because 20 years ago, I had quadruple bypass surgery in April of 1995. And after my surgery, and I'll tell you that real quick.
Well, let me just interrupt at that point. So you were more of a proponent of mainstream medicine at that time than you are today?
Well, I was, let's say, into vitamins, mm-hmm. but not as strongly as I am today.
Okay.
And I think and the whole thing.
But what about alternative medicine?
Well, I always believed in alternative medicine.
Okay.
But I was brought up that way. My grandmother, grandfather, I think the foundation was based on my being around them for many years.
And that was in Brooklyn?
And that was in Brooklyn.
So did you listen to Carlton Fredericks?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Good. Days didn't go by. Couldn't listen to Carlton Fredericks. So 20 years ago, when I had the quadruple bypass surgery, I did some reading on my own. But the interesting thing was that my body was so strong that the surgery was done on Thursday. I was out of the hospital on Monday. And a week later, I was back at work. That's how quickly the whole thing transpired. And from that point on, I knew I had to do something more for my body to prevent it from happening again. You hear so many stories about people having bypass surgery. A year or two later, they put stents in. And 5 years later, they're gone. So I didn't want
now,
that to happen to me.
And Dr. Slavin, it's really, really interesting that when people have bypass surgery, your situation now was very dramatic, a wonderful recovery. However, I speak to so many people that they have bypass surgery, and then they find that their circulation is not what they had been told to expect. Their recovery was not what they had been told to expect. And so the way to approach that, in my view, very much is chelation therapy, because the bypass surgery takes care of the coronary arteries. The chelation therapy takes care of the entire body.
Well, so true, Janet. And I remember reading more about chelation therapy. And 18 years ago was when I hooked up with Dr. Slavin and started a treatment facility or a practice of 100 treatments. And I did two a week for 50 weeks, and then went on monthly maintenance. And over the years, I have found that it has benefited me greatly. And I remember going to a meeting with you and Dr. Slavin where they wanted to eliminate chelation therapy. That goes back maybe well more than 10 years ago. And I think people need to investigate the benefits of chelation therapy. If you have any kind of heart problem, heart disease, if you, it runs in your family, it's definitely something you want to look into.
Al, in hindsight, can you figure out why your arteries clogged up that needed that you needed bypass?
I think it was probably because of the amount of different foods that I shouldn't have been ingesting and the fact lack of exercise. And those are the two I attributed to.
Were you a smoker?
Many, many years ago.
Because smoking is a major contributor to it. You know, I tell patients who come to me for chelation, if they're smokers, I say, you got to quit smoking. Don't waste your money on chelation until you quit smoking.
Oh, I agree with that, without
a doubt. So smoking is a, I mean, just look at all the, when you read about deaths of notable people, when the young ones, you know they were smokers. And I can only refer to different actors like Errol Flynn, Tyrone Power, you know, all these great actors that died young, they're all smokers. Of course, it was in vogue then more than
Correct.
It is today. But, you know, the ones that lasted longer weren't smokers. You know, I talk about on the show, Al, I don't know which TV service you have.
I have AT&T, UVerse.
So I don't know if AT&T has it, but DirecTV has a way to look at the cast and crew of the movies, and you can look at the year they were born, where they were born, the year they died. And you go back to, you know, shows from the, you know, movies from the 1940s where many of the actors were born in the 1800s
mm-hmm.
and lived into their 80s. You know, not uncommon.
Right.
And yet, you know, we're being told today that we're living longer than ever before, which is, again, a manipulation of numbers. The average life expectancy is longer today than ever before. But we're not living longer. I mean, how many times do you hear people living over 100? Not that often. You know, if you make it into your 80s, you know, that's pretty good. The average life expectancy, again, is an average, and it's taking into average of what age people die at, and infant mortality was a big factor in the early 1900s, and we've come a long way in preventing that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've improved on infant mortality. That's why the averages are better as far as how long people live. But as far as an actual number, you know, you have people, you know, we have a lot of people, patients that are in their 90s, you know, and they've taken care of themselves. And I would almost venture to say that most of them take supplements.
I would agree with that for sure. There's no question about that.
I bet you the average age of the shopper at Toonies, for example, is older than the average age of the shopper at a pharmacy picking up drugs.
Very, very.
You're probably right about that.
Comparison.
So, okay, so let's see. We're going to get into, you know, have a couple minutes before the break. When we come back from the break, we're going to go through the list and figure out how Al figured out that he needed 200 supplements a day. And I'm sure that didn't happen.
It happened with time. The help of Janet.
But over time,
correct.
You know, as more and more research comes out, you know, I've even said to patients that come in with shopping bags, I say, bring your supplements in, let's go over it. That I've never, you know, there's no such thing as a bad vitamin. It's always hard to say, avoid this one, avoid that one. It's easy to say, you know, you should be taking this or you should be taking that. I venture to say, is there any, just as a little preview of what we're going to talk about, is there any category that you're not taking?
Well, I was hoping that reviewing these different supplements that I do take, that between you and Janet, you would tell me if I'm missing anything.
All right. So I just want to remind our listeners, too, this is very important. You know, as you can tell, if you listen to this program, we are in favor of supplementation as opposed to medication, but we really are in favor of testing. And that's to identify people at risk of getting sick before they get sick. Because who wants to get sick and have to take medication or even worse, need surgery or bypass chemotherapy? You know, those are the things that you can find out if you're at greater risk with the right testing. And our sponsor is Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And they make it easy for you to get all the different testing panels that you might want. And they serve a multitude of different laboratories. And that's the difference between them and a Quest or LabCorp drawing center. With Quest or LabCorp, you're just going to get the lab tests that those companies provide. But at Advanced Medical Testing Centers, they'll draw blood for any lab. So we can do a lot of different panels for you. And these days, the buzzword really is inflammation. So you want to get all those inflammatory markers, areas that aren't even checked by physicians, and they should be, or your hormone levels, your thyroid levels. And when they do it, they pick the wrong test to look at because they're being dictated to, in a way, by the pharmaceutical companies. So if you take a drug like Synthroid, you know, they'll check a TSH and a T4, but they forget about the T3, which is your active thyroid hormone. So those are, give you an example. But the other benefit from using the different labs that they use over Advanced Medical Testing Centers is that many of those companies will put together a panel of tests, sort of like a chemistry panel where you might have 16 tests in one panel and is one price for the whole panel. If you were to bill out each one individually, number one, it costs a lot more. Maybe certain tests wouldn't be covered, but when it's bundled together, you get all those tests covered. And the same thing is true with some of these panels that they use for inflammatory markers in particular. So give Advanced Medical Testing Centers a call at 754-216-2332 the next time you need to have blood drawn. And that music means it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today are Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and Al Foreman, former owner of Toonies and also the founder of Toonies. We'll be back right after this.
At AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth? Trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and Al Foreman, founder of Tooney's Super Save Nutrition Center. Do they still use the same name?
They have a different name for it now.
What do they call the store now?
I think it's just called Tooney's,
just Tooney's
Nutrition.
And, of course, now they have three locations.
Correct.
Right? And, but Janet's not at one of them right now. She's broadcasting from where, Janet?
Okay. I can be found in Delray Beach, 2000 North Federal Highway. I am at Greenland Store. And for years, I was available here at Greenland on Saturdays. And with a change in my schedule, now you can find me to answer all of your questions and go through your vitamins and your diet at Greenland. And that's 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach. It's 1 mile north of Atlantic Avenue on the west side of Federal Highway. For all of the listeners out there, come on in and stay.
Janet, did I hear you say you have your schedule posted on a website somewhere?
I have a schedule posted on the website with regard to private counseling sessions that people can reach me via Skype, email, or phone. And so that schedule is posted on the on my website, JanetCimarelli.com or Janazon.com. It's interesting. I am in Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, and 1 day a week, I am available in Palm Beach Gardens. But today, from now, I'll be speaking on the radio. And then until 2 o'clock, I'll be here at Greenland answering questions and helping people with their vitamin selections.
Well, I think we have to post your schedule so the listeners can track you down. They want to come see you at the store.
She has a private helicopter that takes you around.
That would be nice. Well, you know, just tell our listeners for a second, what do you do at the store? You spend all those hours at the store. What are you doing there?
What do I do? I sit down with people. People bring in their blood test results. And it's very, very interesting because more and more people I'm seeing that have results from the labs where you recommend that people test, and more doctors are kind of getting in on it. AMT Centers provides these tests, and so I will review tests with regard to a variety of different functions of the body all over the body. You know, you may be taking a lot of supplements, but the function of those supplements might not be changing the activity of your organs and the systems of your body the way you want them to change. And I can help people focus on the right supplement. And if they're taking something in their diet that's interfering with the absorption of that supplement. So people who are not achieving the results that they're looking for with their diet and supplement program, come on in and see me. Bring your test results because that helps me zero in on where we need to place our priorities. And listen now, and that he is taking possibly 200 supplements. We have to kind of evaluate his focus and priority. But I have to say, Al, looking at you, looking at the schedule you keep, the energy, the exercise routines that you maintain, it seems to me that your supplement program is working very nicely.
I am very happy with it.
Now, okay, we mentioned earlier, I don't want people to get the wrong impression that if you see Janet, you too can go on 200 supplements a day. Right, Janet?
That's true. I do try to be very, very conservative.
So, you know, a lot of the patients I see, they're not even on any supplements sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my basic recommendation is a good multivitamin, fish oil, CoQ10, vitamin D, because everybody is low in vitamin D, and that would be my sort of foundation recommendation, regardless of any health challenges you have. Everybody should be on something like that. And then I think the add-ons have to do with addressing other issues that you might be facing. So how do you want to start with this, Al, on your list?
Well,
I just want to say, Al gave us the list. We'll post it, but it's 3 pages, handwritten.
There are two issues in my life that I had to deal with. One is heart disease, and the other is prostate cancer. My dad passed away 88 of prostate cancer. My brother, who was a year and a half younger than I, has prostate cancer, and I don't want to develop prostate cancer on top of any heart disease I still may have in my body. So the main focus of what I dealt with when choosing these supplements was those two factors, heart disease and prostate issues. So as we go through the list, I think you'll see some of the reasons why I chose the supplements based upon my concerns or my health challenges. And if we start, the first item is curcumin phytosome, which is a Jarrow product. And I take 6 a day, 3 each in the morning and at lunchtime, which, again, is a cause of inflammation. So curcumin, for me, was to help reduce any inflammation that may be in my body.
Well, Al, and curcumin is getting a lot of publicity these days. But before we get into all the specifics, how do you go about choosing a brand to use?
I'm glad you brought that up, because when I did own Tunney's, I had the pleasure of visiting every company's products factory that I dealt with. And over the years, I understood what it took to produce a good product. Based upon my traveling and seeing how these operations works, I felt that Jarrow had the most prolific way of introducing products and manufacturing products. Now, not every company produces every product they produce. They farm out or contract out some of the products based upon the machinery that they have in their factory. And Jarrow did farm out several of their products, but the majority of their products were made in-house. And I liked the way they structured their manufacturing processes. That's why I chose Jarrow as one of my main ingredient suppliers of the vitamins that I took.
And what about independent assays of the ingredients?
They're available anytime I need it.
Because not every company does that.
That is so true. In fact, if you listen to this station, you'll hear many points of interest that they bring out that to buy their product. But try and ask for an assay or try and return the product. There's another example. If somebody takes a vitamin and it doesn't agree with them, what are you supposed to do? You should return it to the store that you bought it at. And if the company is legitimate, they will refund your money or give you credit for another product. As you pointed out, Dr. Slavin, not every product agrees with every person. So you have to find which is the right product for you to help cure your health challenges.
Well, I'll give you another example, and let's use vitamin D as an example.
Okay.
Usually takes a long time once you start taking vitamin D to see those levels rise up. But in some people, they never rise up, and I always say, well, try a different product.
Exactly.
You know, they're put together differently. Just like medications. I mean, I think the worst thing that ever happened to the pharmaceutical industry was the introduction of generic formulations, because, you know, all they have to do is use the active ingredient, but the rest of it could be anything they want. They don't have to. It's not a complete imitation of the brand. It's just the active ingredient, and then all they have to do is prove that their product is plus or minus 20% of the brand. So if you say the brand is 100%, let's use that as a standard, they can be from 80 to 120, and that's a big variation in efficacy. So I don't like generics. I don't think the quality is always there. After all, a generic manufacturer doesn't have a name to protect like the major pharmaceutical exactly. companies. So what did I have to lose, in my opinion? Same thing with the health, the
vitamin companies.
Vitamins, right. You know, the name brands, they can't take a chance doing anything that'll damage their name.
Exactly right.
Now, over the years, can you think of any companies that ran into trouble?
None that come to mind offhand. I think the companies that I did business with in the early days are still around.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be owned by themselves anymore. An example is New Chapter.
Some of the companies that ultimately ran into trouble, I don't think necessarily it was because they were not effective nutrients or a poor quality formula, but sometimes I think that it was just working too very well. And I'll go back a very long time and reference tryptophan. Tryptophan, just a plain amino acid that was doing so much to help people achieve the kind of restful sleep that they were looking for, relief from anxiety, a variety of different calming aspects that people very successfully achieved with tryptophan. And then there was a pharmaceutical company about to introduce, as I said, that was going back a long way, about to introduce Prozac. Oh, all of a sudden, now we have this problem with tryptophan, and you were told that it was taken off the market, which was not exactly true. The problem with the tryptophan wasn't with the tryptophan or the substance itself. The problem was with a manufacturing fault. And then, okay, well, here you're missing your tryptophan. Here's Prozac. You can use Prozac instead.
Well, I also remember, Janet, to bring up the tryptophan issue. Probably better than 20 years ago, there was a vitamin D 5,000 IU on the market.
Absolutely.
But because the government felt that 400 IUs was the proper dosage, they forced the company to stop selling the 5,000 IU vitamin D. And that was over 20 years ago.
And they did that with vitamin A too, didn't they?
Correct. Absolutely. You had to adjust the size of the vitamin A.
Right. They lowered it. Now, you think they knew that by lowering the available dosage, they could make more people sick?
That's the ultimate move by all pharmaceutical companies.
Right. You want to make it difficult to stay healthy, so you have to take a drug or something.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to prevent. But right now, it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
And we're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today, Ajana Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Ajana happens to be broadcasting from a remote location today. I think she sounds pretty good out there at Greenland, so you can visit her. I think she's set up until 2 o'clock. Is that right, Janet?
That is right, Dr. Slavin. I'm here till, so I'll be talking to you until 11, and then if someone wants to review their supplement program, their diet, their blood work, I'm here at Greenlands, 2000 North Federal Highway in Delray Beach. I'm here until 2.
And, of course, we have Al Foreman with us. We're going through his list of 200 supplements he takes each day. He told me it takes him only 20 minutes to lay it out every day. Now, how many times a day do you take a vitamin? Is it just like breakfast and dinner or more?
No. It's probably I have a breakfast. I have mid-breakfast, which is right before lunch, and then we start with the dinner, and then before bed.
Okay.
So it's five different areas.
All right. That may not be for everybody. But I want to ask you, too. Now, a lot of times people want to know what's the difference between a product they might get at a health food store versus something made by a Costco or a pharmacy, because we're talking about quality now. And that's so important, you know, because when it comes to vitamins and other supplements, you really can't look at it and say this is good or this is bad. Sometimes you can tell from the label, as opposed to when you go into the produce section, you can look at the vegetables and say this looks like a nice fresh vegetable as opposed to something that looks old. So how would you recommend people choose their vitamins?
Well, I think they should choose their vitamins like they choose food. I heard you and Janet talk about processed foods that are found in supermarkets. And the label ingredients are so long, it's like a short book as to what's inside those processed foods. And it's the same thing when you choose a vitamin. You look for a vitamin ingredient list, and you should find no more than 3 or 4 different ingredients in that particular vitamin. You also want to look for any hydrogenated products, if they're using a palm kernel oil. Or if they're using artificial flavors, if they're using food dyes. Those are all things you find in pharmacy stores as well as a Costco, where they don't adhere to the strict ingredient listing that most of the nationally well-known vitamin manufacturers do, such as Jarrow. Take another company, New Chapter, Solgar. There are so many different companies that produce quality product. Nature's Plus is one of my favorites. They have a very strict quality on what they produce. I toured their facility. In fact, recently again, when I was up in New York for a visit with some of my grandchildren, and they adhere to a very strict policy of assay in every bottle. They give you a assay report right in the bottle as part of the ingredient listing. And it's so easy to follow. So that's what you have to look for when you choose a vitamin.
So let's be a little more specific. Someone's in a store, probably a pharmacy, or maybe they're looking at health food stores, pharmacies, online, and they're looking at, say, vitamin E. And they say, well, here's 400 international units of vitamin E. In one store, it's $20. Another store, it's $15. Another store, it's $10. And most people say, well, 400 units, I'll take the $10 vitamin E, without thinking about why is there such a disparity in price.
Well, it could be vitamin DL, which is a synthetic form of vitamin E, and that should be the deterrent for you not to take it. And you want to look for, again, the natural ingredients that are found in vitamins, whereas in pharmacies and big box stores, they're going to cheat a little bit because they're offering you a low price, and the reason they're offering you a low price is because they can skimp on the ingredients.
And another feature that comes into the price of the vitamins is they put excipients in there, which you may not. Excipients are ingredients that don't enhance the nutritional quality of the vitamin. It just makes it easy to clean the machine that they produce.
Or hold the product together.
Right. And that makes it a lot less expensive to make those products because they don't have to spend as much time cleaning the machine between different runs of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something that you need to consider as well. Plus, the company's doing the assays and making sure that what's in the vitamin is what's in the vitamin. You know, the label matches the vitamin. I told this story. I don't know if you remember it, Al. It was one of the professional lines when St. John's Wort first came out. He thought he was going to make a killing on this. He bought up all the available St. John's Wort out there from the company producing it with one stipulation. He was going to assay it himself first, and it had to, you know, measure up.
Uh-huh.
So when they come in drums, and when it came into his manufacturing facility, he had it assayed himself. But he didn't just assay the top of the drum. He assayed the middle and the bottom. Now, at the top of the drum, everything was great. You know, it was St. John's Wort, but not so much for the middle and the bottom. So he calls up the distributor. He says, I can't take these. You know, it's you gave me some St. John's Wort at the top, but the rest is just fillers. Who knows what it was? The distributor says, not to worry. Just return them all. I got plenty of people that'll take it. And that's the value of having going with companies that do their own individual assays on product.
No question about it. It's very, very important. If you're going to put money into vitamins, you want to make sure you're getting the best value possible.
And then that leads me back to the importance of testing. That's, you know, you have to test to make sure that what you're taking is doing the job that you hope it's doing. So with many of the vitamins, you can actually check their levels in your body, make sure it's working. With a lot of the other herbs that people may take for its anti-inflammatory activity, you got to check all those anti-inflammatory or inflammatory markers to make sure what you're taking is doing the job. And if it's not, you have to reevaluate what you're taking. So that's the importance of testing. I always say without testing, it's guessing.
Well, I know that I think it's February, I take my annual blood draw. And if memory serves me correctly, I think Charlotte draws about 14 or 15 or 16 vials of blood to be able to complete all the work necessary to make sure my body is functioning properly.
Everybody tolerates that very well. You know, because people say, that many vials of blood, that's a lot. It really isn't. It's a little
small
bit in
amount,
each vial,
right?
Because it goes out to different labs or different types of tests. But I can tell you one thing, that based on the number of tests that we do, if you were to go to a Quest or a LabCorp, they would draw almost twice as many vials of blood because, you know, they don't have the expertise in knowing how to divide up the blood. So they just draw extra just in case.
That's a good point. Very good
right?
point.
I don't know if you've experienced that yourself at some time.
You've been drawing my blood now many years.
All right. And so, you know, like, again, testing is important. You want to make sure you're getting the result, and you can make a major difference. But it's not just about taking supplements. I'm sure, Al, your diet has probably improved over the years as well. You know, always trying to improve upon that. That's the major factor for everybody is what they eat.
Well, when I sold Tunis 5 years ago, and it was 5 years ago this month that I sold it, I was 217 pounds. Today I'm 180. And I attribute that to several factors. One is I have more time to exercise. And the other factor is I eat better. I'm able to choose my foods a lot better because when you're in a store and you're there for 10, 12 hours a day, you're picking. You're eating at different times. You're not eating properly. You're noshing. And you're eating foods that you shouldn't be eating because you need something in your belly. So I think that has helped me a great deal as well. And I enjoy exercise. I think it's most important, especially as you get older. When you're young, you can probably skate by. But as you get older, you need the exercise. And for people that are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, probably the best exercise you can do is walking.
Now,
enjoy yourself.
Al, I had a conversation yesterday with someone who understands the benefit of eating healthy, but he says it's just too hard to do. You know what I mean? To change, it's like teaching an old dog new tricks. How do you get people motivated to, you know, to pay better attention to what they eat? Of course, you know, being healthier for some people isn't enough motivation. It's just difficult. It's so easy to eat poorly. It's just, you know, just buy the fast food off the shelves, easy to cook, but you're not getting the nutrition that you need. And you're getting a lot of bad ingredients that your body shouldn't be exposed to. But
First of all, Janet is,
I can tell she's wanting to say something.
Yeah, I'm here and I'm listening to this conversation, and it's so important to make it relatively easy for people. But I tell them, you do this one change for 1 week and you will feel the difference. Al, I'm sure that you didn't make those dramatic changes over these past 5 years all at once. It is a development process, but my guess is you stayed with it because one of the changes that you made absolutely made a difference in how you felt and how your body was responding to the exercise that you were very, very faithfully doing. Is that the case?
That is true, Janet. You don't do everything at once. You take one step at a time.
Would you say you're eating a paleo type diet now?
I'm not a meat eater.
Okay, so
but
right.
My main source of protein is fish.
Okay, so
I love fish,
and of course, it's wild fish,
without a doubt,
as opposed to farm raised.
Exactly right.
What would be the category of food that you're eating less of now than before? I know you used to like pasta.
I still enjoy pasta, uh-huh. And I still have pasta.
Okay.
But I think it's a question of the amount of food. Maybe earlier in the day, when I say in the days, I'm talking about 5 years ago, I would gorge myself because my body needed more fuel. Today, I don't need that much. I only base it upon a limit that I enjoy myself. So I don't overeat. And I think overeating is probably the cause of why most people do not lose weight and why they become overweight and obese.
I remember I would tell patients, I say, just eat when you're hungry. And they used to say, what's hunger got to do with it? You know, they look at their watch, it's time to eat, instead of trying to pay attention to how their body feels. So carbohydrates, have you cut back on that, would you say?
No, I still eat carbohydrates.
So just portion sizes are smaller.
Portion size is definitely the key in my case.
How about beverages?
Water is my beverage of choice.
And then I'm thinking people are going to say, well, there's no calories in all those vitamins he's taking. That probably fills them up.
Well, there are calories in some of the vitamins.
How many? All right. If 200, you know, people are probably thinking, all right, 200 vitamin pills a day.
But there's over 70 different items.
Right. And because you're duplicating some different times of the day. But people are probably saying, a lot of people probably take one a tablet or capsule at a time, but that's not how you do it.
No.
How's a professional vitamin taker take their vitamins?
Well, I take up to probably 15 in one handful, especially if I'm having it with a meal at mm-hmm. dinner time. So I have no problem
taking that makes it faster.
More than one or two.
Now, don't you take capsules together by themselves? You never mix capsules with tablets.
I do.
You do mix them?
I do.
Okay, because I usually tell people.
But I don't take many tablets, though.
Most of it is capsules?
Most of what I take is capsules.
Because I tell patients, you swallow capsules differently than you swallow tablets. Because capsules float, and tablets sink.
Well, as you go through the list, you'll see there are very few items that I take that are in tablet form.
And believe it or not, when we come back, Al's going to go through the list of everything he's taking. But right now we have to take a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And we're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with us today are Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and Al Foreman, founder and former owner of Toonies. And we're going to get to that list of all the different products that Al takes. It's a short list of 200. Well, actually, it's 70 different products,
right.
Maybe 200 tablets and capsules a day, only 70 different products. So we can finish them before the end of the hour. I'll have Al start right now.
Well, I think the other issue you pointed out, like, you can have it on the website. So people that want to review it can always review it. I'll go through it. If you want me to stop at any point, just let me know if you have any questions about any of the products. I mentioned that Jarrow Curcumin Phytosome was number one. Treat Yourself BP Balance. Jarrow's Zinc Balance. Jarrow's Melatonin 3-milligram capsule. Quality of Life AHCC Canoco Gold. Jarrow's Lutein. Jarrow Mushroom Optimizer, Jarrow Green Coffee Bean, Jarrow Methylfolate, Jarrow NAC 500 milligram capsule, Jarrow R-alpha lipoic acid 100 milligram, Quality of Life Jenny Canoco, New Chapter Zyflamend, Europharma Saga Pro, Jarrow Biotin 5 milligram, Jarrow Master Gum, Source Natural Niacin 250 milligram, Jarrow Vitamin D 5000 IU.
Jarrow, I just want to say that you take three a day of those.
I take six. You know,
Six
a day.
Of the vitamin D?
Yeah.
So
I take 30,000.
30,000 a day.
All right. As you are progressing through this, there is a caller who wanted to know, first of all, do you do anything in particular to protect your liver? Because
we're going to get to that, Janet. Give me a few minutes, Janet.
The caller's perspective was that there was liver stress. I don't necessarily believe that, but you will get to it. Okay, great.
Right. Okay, then we have Jarrow Type 2 Collagen, Jarrow Hyaluronic Acid, Jarrow Magmind, Natural Nectar Green Bee Propolis, New Chapter Prostate 5LX, Cannavest CBD Plus Oil, which is something I only use as needed. Jarrow Natomax, Europharma Triiodine, Jarrow Trans Steristilbene, Jarrow Venus Optimizer, Jarrow Pressure Optimizer, Jarrow Vision Optimizer, Jarrow Glucosamine Chondroitin Plus MSM, Jarrow Vitamin C Oleo Select 1000 milligram, Jarrow Quercetin 500 milligram, Jarrow Alpha Lipoic Sustained Release 300 milligram, Europharma Iodine Cofactors, Jarrow L-Tryptophan 500 milligram, Jarrow Green Tea 500 milligram, MRM Relax Oil as needed, Doctors AOK as needed, Nature's Plus Prostate Support, Nature's Plus First Day Inflammation Multi, Jarrow Prostate Optimizer, Jarrow Regis Rice, Jarrow Resveratrol, Jarrow EPA DHA Balance, Jarrow Brocomax, Jarrow DIM plus CDG, calcium deglucorate is what it is, Jarrow L-carnosine, Jarrow arginine plus ornithine, Jarrow acetyl L-carnitine, Jaro L-carnitine, 500 milligram. Jaro GPLC, 750 milligram. Kyolic garlic blood pressure formula, number 109. Jaro magnesium optimizer. Jaro GABA soothe. Jaro sleep optimizer. Jaro theanine. Jaro DHEA, 25 milligram. Jaro MK7. Jaro selenium synergy. Jaro chrysin. Nature's Plus, Ultra Hair Plus. That's one of the tablets. Jaro Iron Sorb, Jaro Mega PC35, Jaro B-Rite. I take a Kirkland enterocoated 325 milligram aspirin every night. Jaro Jarozyme Plus, Jaro Ubiquinol, QH Absorb 200 milligram, Solaray Magnesium Asporatate, Jaro L-Citrulline, Source Natural Mega Strength Beta-Sitosterol, the Tunis brand of potassium, magnesium, and taurine, Jaro's Liver Optimizer, Jaro Lycabsorb, Metagenics Renogen DTX. So those are the two for my liver, Janet, the Liver Optimizer from Jaro and the Metagenics Renogen. Jaro Familia A, Family E. Now, valerian root.
Combination. That family, there's very recent information about the importance of combining the tocotrienols, tocopherols and tocotrienols, and you get much, much more specific beneficial effects from that Jaro family.
So true. Jaro 5-HCP, Jaro astaxanthin 12 milligram, Jaro krill oil, Ultra Jaro Dophilus, the 50 billion each capsule, and Jaro Saccharomyces boulardii. And I do take a pharmaceutical called the generic Flomax, and I use a bioidentical hormone progesterone, 50 milligram, and I use one Benicar, 20 milligram in the morning, which is a pharmaceutical for blood pressure.
Now, I'm going to guess that some of our listeners are going to are wondering if you have any digestion problems brought on by taking so many supplements.
Well, again, I do not. And the reason I don't is because I take enzymes with every meal. And if I do take supplements in between, I use a enzyme with it. And I also take the probiotic.
Now, I usually tell patients, if I give them a multivitamin or any supplement to take and they say it makes them sick, sometimes that's a tip-off that they have dysbiosis, the wrong bacteria in the digestive tract. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is they're feeding those wrong bacteria, and it's those bacteria that are making them sick as they thrive from all the nutrition they're getting now. So it's, you know, so Janet, you want to say something?
I think that it goes even beyond that, Dr. Slavin. I think that sometimes when they're taking a nutrient that they haven't had access to, that their body hasn't been able to utilize properly for an extended period of time, and then there is a toxic accumulation. When people detox, and if they're doing that detoxification too quickly, then they're not going to feel well. So the idea sometimes if someone has a specific negative situation after adding a certain supplement, what they need to do is slow that down. And if they're only taking one a day, then maybe start with one every few days. They want to maybe make sure that they're going to be taking it with some food, which would also slow the delivery of that nutrient to their bodies. Helpful that way.
Yeah. Well, when Al travels, he's got a separate suitcase for all his supplements.
Well, actually, I have to interject by saying I don't take everything when I'm traveling. I am very selective.
Keep
in what
the
I
weight
take.
Down.
Well, not only that, but I lay them out in plastic baggies, and if I'm going away for 3-4 days, it's not too bad. But right. If I'm going away for a week or 10 days, it becomes a real hassle.
Now, I know you like to play poker, and you're stuck at those tables for many hours at a time.
Right.
How do you get your vitamins in when you're playing poker?
I take them. We have a break every 2 hours.
Okay.
So if I'm eating, I'm taking what I need at that particular time. I don't suffer because I'm playing poker.
Do you ever take a vitamin holiday, like take a day off from taking your vitamins or something?
I have
like
not
that?
Yet.
No,
the only time a holiday is when I travel and I don't take my full regimen.
All right, so let's pick on those days. What do you feel at a the most important vitamins that you want to take with you?
Well, I take the multi, I take my prostate, and I take my heart condition formulas, and those, to me, are the most important ones for
me. How about
me.
Fish oil or CoQ10?
Well, that's all part of my regimen for the heart.
Now, I noticed, too, you know, what I like to do with patients is use those products that are combinations to try and limit the number of bottles and, you know, capsules they need to take, because I notice a lot of what you're taking are individual products. Correct. As opposed to combination products.
The reason I use individuals is because the doses are a lot higher than the combination. You just imagine if you had to include 600 milligrams of CoQ10 in one capsule, what it would be like. It would be a gigantic capsule if you had to include vitamin Bs and the As and the Cs and everything else.
All right. I hope our listeners have found this informative, if at least interesting, what one person is doing.
And you say this is going to be on your website.
Yeah, we're going to put a post that list and actually a picture of how Al lines everything up. We're not necessarily endorsing everything he takes, but this is just what one man does. Now, have you applied to the Guinness Book of World Records as far as daily supplementation goes?
I haven't looked into it.
You should look into that. I bet there isn't even a category yet for that.
We probably not.
A new category. And maybe they can have a contest. You know how they have the Frankfurter eating contest in Coney Island?
There you go.
We can see who can swallow the most pills in the shortest period of time.
Well, I also want to make a promotional advancement for Janet, because she's been a big help in my supplement program, and I think that anybody looking to improve their health, if they have any kind of health challenges, they should look up Janet Cimarelli, whether online or through your office, Dr. Slavin. And I know that you have something planned for her and yourself in the next week or so, so I think they should take advantage of it.
Right, and just a reminder to everybody, our program, Natural Doc Radio, wouldn't be possible without the sponsorship of Advanced Medical Testing Center. So I hope you'll consider using them when you need blood drawn. And their number is 754-216-2332. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. With us today have been Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and Al Foreman. And thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.